From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Alexander Gonzalez. Today, U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson was in Miami promoting federal opportunity zones. They involve tax breaks for people who invest in low-income areas. At a summit with local developers, Carson said the program can create new housing, businesses, and jobs in neglected neighborhoods.
How do we share with the people who have traditionally been forgotten about? You know, now there is actually a chance to do something about that. And that's really what a lot of the whole Opportunity Zone is aimed at.
Opportunity Zones have gotten criticism, though, because they can include wealthy neighborhoods and divert funding to high-end luxury developments. Fabiola Florinville is a developer who specializes in workforce housing.
It's a bit loose, and so there probably needs to be a bit more structure or parameters that's created around what should qualify as an opportunity zone. If it's not holistic, equitable development, to me, it just kind of is another building that's coming up.
The city of Miami says it wants to use the opportunity zones to build more affordable housing. There are nearly 70 opportunity zones in Miami-Dade County.